Welcome to Vintage Sports Internet News. I'm your host, Jay Lamont, and we're going to get it cracking in just a second. But let us explain to you what we do. We're going to bring to you all the newest sports heroes of today, your sports heroes of yesterday, your newest teams, and what makes us very unique is we're going to discuss some of your local heroes, some of the men and women who have made history in the sports community in your neck of the woods. So come on back and join us. Vintage Sports Internet News. Leave a topic. Hit the bell at the top. Let us know what you want us to talk about. Come on back in. Hi. Welcome to another edition of Vintage Sports Internet News. I'm your host, Jay Lamont. Hey man, we got a good show coming for you today. I'd like to welcome all of my fans from the Philippines, also from Brazil, and of course from the Gambia and the US of A. Thank you for listening and welcome. Hey man, today we're going to talk about some Major League Baseball. Of course, Kaepernick, he getting his tryout with the, Raiders of Las Vegas. And we're going to talk about a little boxing that's coming up tomorrow night. So first off, let's get into some Major League Baseball. And we're going to talk about some of the power rankings that were, you know, going on, some of the power rankings in the Major League Baseball. And yeah, man, let's talk about it. Let's talk about the American League East. And the American League East looks like the Yankees. Yeah, it looks like the Yankees are above the American League East. And it looks like Tampa Bay is coming in a close second. The Yankees are 32-13. And yeah, man, they are doing their thing. Looks like Aaron Judge, man, he's got 17 homers and he's batting over 300. Matter of fact, he's batting 313. So yeah, man, hats off to my man Aaron Judge. Hey man, what's going on with my man Stanton? Giancarlo Stanton, man, he's doing his thing, but yeah, he's hurt. Yeah, and seems like to me every year he's hurt. I don't get it, man. This guy can't stay healthy. But he's still my man. I'm still a Yankee fan. I like the Yankees, but I also like Tampa Bay. Yeah, I like my Tampa Bay. Excuse me. And they're doing their thing too. And my man Kiermaier, you know, excuse me again. My man Kiermaier, you know, he's doing his thing. And I just wish that the Tampa Bay and Yankees, they're going to play tonight. And I just wish they put on a grand show for everybody, because it's going to be a showdown tonight with the Yankees and the Tampa Bay Rays. So if you guys who are in the American League East, and if you're going to be watching that game tonight, hey man, it's going to be a barn burner, because the Yankees and the Tampa Bay Rays are going to get it on. And I just hate that they're not going to be having my man Giancarlo Stanton in the lineup. But in the East, you got Toronto. They're pulling up the third place spot, with Boston and Baltimore pulling up the rear. And in the Central, you got Milwaukee. Yeah, you got Milwaukee, man. They're 27-18. And yeah, Milwaukee Brewers. Well, Milwaukee Brewers, I mean, you got to take your hats off to them, because Minnesota. Excuse me. Minnesota is doing their thing. And yeah, hats off to them, because I don't think people took them serious. You know, everybody was talking about Cleveland and the White Sox. They were talking about Kansas City, you know, and hey, Minnesota is doing their thing. They're 27-18. And Ariz, the second baseman, Yeah. He's batting 347. So yeah, they're doing their thing. They don't have a bunch of home run hitters. I think Byron Buxton, I think he's the only real home run threat that they have. And he has 11 home runs. His batting average is he's not batting that much. He's only batting 202, but he has 11 home runs, and Minnesota is leading that league. They're leading the Central with in first place with 27-17. So yeah, man, hats off to those guys. And then we go down to the AL West, and Houston is doing their thing. So yeah, man, and the Angels are in second place right behind them at 27-19. So it's going to be a really, really good barn burner in the AL West. And Gurriel is batting he's batting 224. But Altuve is coming up with a 288. So they're doing their thing, man. And Pena is batting 293. So they're not that hot yet, but what counts is they're in first place. Yeah, they're in first place. And let's go over here to the National League, because the National League seems to be heating up right now. We're only in the end of May, and they're heating up already. Yeah, they're heating up already. So it's going to be really, really good in the Major League Baseball. I think I really, really like the NL East. I really like what the NL East is doing right now, because the Mets are doing their thing. They're 29-17. Yeah, they're 29-17, and nobody's really talking about the Mets. Not really. Nobody's really talking about the Mets. So I'm going to talk about them, because them boys are really doing their thing right now. And Pete Alonso, he has 11 homers, and he's doing his thing. And my boy Escobar, nobody's really talking about him, because he's not really, you know, he's not really batting a big average, but he's doing it in the clutch. And my boy Lindor, yeah, Francisco Lindor, he's got 8 homers, and he's being real quiet right now. So we got the Mets and the Braves, who are tied for second. And yeah, man, it's going to be heating up, and nobody's really talking about the Phillies. Nobody's really talking about the Phillies, and they're being real quiet. And my boy Hoskins is batting a hot 301 bat. Bohm is batting 287. I'm sorry, Hoskins is only batting 223, but Bohm is batting 287. So and Gregorius is batting 289. So yeah, man, it's gonna be pretty good in the East. But what's very interesting to me is the Central. The NL Central is very interesting, because Milwaukee is leading the NL Central right now, and the St. Louis Cardinals are pulling up second. And Milwaukee, man, yeah, they're looking real, real good. So nobody was talking about Milwaukee that much. They were all talking about it was going to be a three-way race with Milwaukee, St. Louis, and the Cubs. But right now, it's Milwaukee, St. Louis, and Pittsburgh. Yeah, so hats off to Milwaukee. They have, you know, my boy Talese, Urias, and Colton Wong. And they got some guys that, you know, you didn't think that they were going to be in the thick of it. But their pitching is doing outstanding. St. Louis, of course, you know, they have Arenado and Goldsmith. But it's the rookies. I think it's the rookies that have really been doing it. Yepes. Gorman, those guys have been doing it for the Cardinals. Yeah, man, the Cardinals, they're pulling up second place, but I think it's really the rookies, Brendan Donovan, and the surprise of them all has been the old man, Albert Pujols. So, yeah, the NL Central is looking real good. You got to watch out for those Cubs. Yeah, it's going to be real interesting in the Central, But I think the powerhouse of the NL is the West. Yes, I said it right here on Vintage Sports Internet News. The Dodgers are leading the West at 30-14, and they got the Padres who are 20-16. Yeah, man, I think the West is going to be the powerhouse division. They are really, really good, man. They got Freddie Freeman, you know, they got Muncy, they got Jeff Turner. They're going to be really good. They got my boy Will Smith. So, yeah, they're going to be really, really good. But the Padres, I think they're really the surprise team. Yeah, I think they're the surprise team because nobody's been really talking about the Padres. And they're in second place right now, and Eric Hosmer is leading that team. He's batting a hot bat at 324. And, you know, they're doing all this without my man Tatis. Tatis has been hurt. And, you know, Manny Machado, he's been Manny. So, yeah, I think the West is the team to, I mean, the West is the powerhouse team, group, the West. And you got San Francisco and Arizona and Colorado. There are no slouches in the West. So, yeah, let's give it up for the West. It's going to be very, very good in the West. My computer is acting up, so I'm going to have to wing it here. We're going to talk about Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick got a tryout with the Las Vegas Raiders. And what do you think about that? I'll tell you what I think about it. I think it's great. I think it's great that he got his chance to show if he still got it. I forget how old Kaepernick is. He's got to be about 33, 34 years old now. And I think it's a doggone shame that they've waited till he's gotten up in age. Yeah, I said it right here on Vintage Sports that now you want to take a chance on this man and he's getting old. And what he does have going for him is that he hasn't been hit. He might be a little fresher than some of the backups that have been playing, but that's still not good that he hasn't been hit. So, it's good and it's not good. It's good and it's bad, you know? So, I'd like to say, Colin Kaepernick, I'm glad that you're getting your shot. I'm really excited for you. But at the same time, you know, that's a disadvantage for you, man. That it's like ring rust for a boxer, you know, and we're going to get into some of that. But it's like ring rust for a boxer. You know, you it's good that you can throw the ball in practice. But we'll see what you can do when the pads come on and you get hit. Those bones have not been hit. And when you take those first hits, man, are you going to be sore? You're not going to be able to run around and do all those things that you used to do because you're not used to being hit. And the muscle memories and all of those things, you know, that those things, it's like riding a bike, they say. But no, I don't think so. So are you better than some of those backup quarterbacks? Yes, I think you are. I think you are. But at the same time, those guys they've been hit. They've been going through practices. They've been going through the gruel and the grinds and, you know, Kaepernick, I wish you well. I hope that you can secure a spot because there are some teams that I think that could use you. There are some teams that, that really need a good backup quarterback. And when one of those first teamers go down, I think they need someone who can carry them, you know, to the stretch. So let's wish you, I'm going to wish you luck here on Vintage Sports Internet News. And we're going to get to the main topic here, the boxing news with Gervonta Gervonta Tank Davis and Rolando Romero fight. That fight will be coming on tomorrow night on Showtime pay-per-view. They will probably start at around 9 or 10 or so, but the undercard will come on, I guess, around 6 p.m. Pacific time. They're going to be boxing in Brooklyn, New York, at the Barclays Center. Yeah, man, it's going to be going down. Man, my man Tank Davis is 26-0 with 24 knockouts. Romero is 14-0 with 12 knockouts. And Romero is the, he's the mandatory guy to fight Davis. Tank Davis, man, you got your work cut out for you because my man Romero is a knockout artist. Yeah, man, he's a knockout artist. He's knocked out 12 of the 14 guys he's faced. But hey, man, Davis is a knockout artist. He's knocked out 24 of the 26 guys he's fought. So I don't think it's going the distance. Now, let me give you a little bit of what I'm. Hey, man, look, this is just me talking. This is just the vintage guy talking. Now, Davis says he's going to punish this guy. He says he's not looking for the knockout. He says he's going to punish this guy. And Romero says he's looking for the knockout, that he wants to knock Tank Davis out. So all I'm telling you all in podcast land, man, order the fight. This is one you got to order because Tank Davis wants to punish this guy, which means he just wants to beat him up. And if you know Tank Davis, like I know Tank Davis, because I be following this guy. He's one of my favorite guys. Tank Davis is going to beat his body up. And I love body punchers. Man, I love body punchers. And Tank Davis is going to beat this guy's body up. And this guy's got a little skinny frame. And Tank is going to beat his body up. I'm telling you right now. But I don't think it's going to go the distance. No. My prediction is this. Romero, when I saw the weigh-in, and Tank is real, he's not nervous at all. Romero, you didn't look nervous at all. But when I saw the post-fight, I don't know. Romero, I think you look a little nervous, man. I think he in your head. Because Tank was just, hey, man, it was just another day. Anyway, we'll see come tomorrow night. Tune in for the fight. You all, hit the bell. Let me know who you're rolling with. Because I'm rolling with Tank Davis. Clears cut. Ring the bell. Let me know who you're rolling with. I'm rolling with Tank Davis. I think it's going to be a knockout. I think it'll probably go 6 or 7 rounds. Knockout Tank Davis. Hit the bell. Let me know who you're rolling with. That'll do it for today's show. Thanks for coming in. There are going to be some great baseball games tonight. Like I said, the Rays and the Yankees, I'll be tuning into that one. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.